In southern Maine, local agencies and immigrant advocates are trying to find housing for newly arrived migrants seeking asylum. Motels and shelters are full, and churches are now taking in families. Some church leaders say their faith compels them to help, though they're not sure how long they can do it. Maine Public Radio's Ari Snyder reports.
It's a Saturday afternoon in Portland, and Jacques Conde's kitchen is bustling. One woman peels potatoes while another stands at the sink trimming fat off chicken legs. Kanda lifts the lid off a pot of Congolese pork stew on the stove.
This is makoso. Makoso, do you know makoso? This is specific African food.
Mealtime is a major undertaking here because Kanda, a case manager and a pastor at Heaven First Church, is sheltering 17 Angolan and Congolese asylum seekers in his four-bedroom home. Kanda, who is originally from the Democratic Republic of the Congo, says he got a call from the Portland Family Shelter last December asking if he could host a few families. He agreed, a decision he says was guided by his faith.
We are doing what God recommended us to do. That's to share love, to assist people in need.
Kanda says he's raised some money through his congregation and gets support from local immigrant advocacy groups, but it's not nearly enough. He says he's still spending close to $700 per week of his own money on groceries, in addition to buying winter clothes. On his breaks from work, Kanda shuttles the families to and from the shelter downtown, where he hopes they might be able to get some help finding long-term housing.
I'm trying to do my best to take care of them as I can, but I know it's not easy. It's very, very difficult, but we have to do so.
Kanda is one of several church leaders in the Portland area taking in asylum seekers this winter. City shelters remain at capacity, and the end of a federal rental assistance program last year made it harder for aid groups to place families in motels that have long served as overflow housing.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Not far from Kanda's church is another sanctuary of refuge. At Trinity Episcopal, Reverend Peter Swore welcomes three Angolan families, all with young children, who will stay here for the next 2 weeks. Swore says when the request to host the families came in right before Christmas, the timing felt significant.
And we're talking about a story of a man and a woman, pregnant, traveling to a foreign town, looking for shelter, and there's no place to go.
Trinity Episcopal is part of a network of 9 congregations associated with a nonprofit group focused on addressing homelessness. Together, the churches take turns hosting these three families, 17 people altogether, rotating every 2 weeks. Swore says he's happy to be part of this effort, but is concerned at what he sees as a lack of long-term planning from the state.
Is this just through the winter, or how long is this going to last? And the honest reality is, we have no idea.
Among those arriving at the church is a woman named Juliana, an environmental engineering professor from Angola. She came to Maine with her 4 young children. Speaking in Portuguese as her 2-year-old daughter babbles softly in her ear, Juliana says moving from church to church every 2 weeks hasn't been easy, but it's one of the best options her family has found. She says she's thankful. Michelle Lamb is the director of Greater Portland Family Promise, the group organizing this rotational model of emergency shelter.
We'd like to find a large facility that we could house a much, much larger number of families with all the boots on the ground, but we haven't been able to identify a space.
At the beginning of the year, Maine Governor Janet Mills signed an emergency heating and housing assistance package. It included funding to help towns and aid groups address homelessness at the local level. But Lamb says she believes the state should take the lead in addressing the problem.
A lot of us with local groups are looking for a statewide solution, although we have heard time and time again that it needs to take a local solution, so it's frustrating.
In a written statement, the governor's housing advisor says that in addition to the emergency shelter funding, their office will continue to work with local communities. Victoria Morales with the nonprofit Quality Housing Coalition says asylum seekers face particularly high barriers when securing a home. That includes a months-long wait period before becoming eligible to work and the challenge of navigating unfamiliar systems.
Applying for low-income housing tax credit housing is tricky. It's hard to do. You have to have access to a computer. You have to understand the English language and be able to write it.
Morales says about 130 units will be reserved specifically for asylum seekers in southern Maine, but that's not nearly enough to solve the statewide problem. As funding for motels is phased out this spring, Morales says her organization is scrambling to find landlords willing to work with general assistance rental guidelines.
It is the only program to pay for rent for asylum seekers right now. They don't qualify for Section 8.
For now, though, the burden of providing stopgap emergency shelter is still falling on people like Pastor Jacques Kanda. Unlike Peter Swore's church, Kanda's is not in the rotating network of congregations arranging housing. So he's trying to locate longer-term housing for these families himself, adding that he's not sure he can continue hosting them on his own beyond next month. For Here and Now, I'm Ari Snyder.